Good morning, it's Sunday, November 30th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A quiet weekend celebration turned into tragedy in Stockton, California. Police say a shooting at a child's birthday party left 4 people dead and 10 others injured. The attack took place at a local restaurant shortly after 6 p.m., with both adults and children among the victims. Authorities believe the shooting may have been targeted, but have not yet identified a suspect. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage and urging witnesses to come forward. Stockton's mayor condemned the violence, saying families should never have to fear for their safety at a child's party. Police continue searching for Lids as the community mourns. Another news. Tensions rose overnight after Venezuela strongly denounced President Trump's latest remarks on Truth Social, calling the country's airspace closed. Caracas labeled the statement illegal and provocative, accusing Washington of escalating regional instability. The comments come as the U.S. increases its military presence near Venezuelan waters and expands operations targeting alleged drug trafficking routes. Bipartisan lawmakers in Washington criticized Trump for bypassing Congress and warned of potential unintended conflict. Venezuela urged the United Nations and global partners to intervene diplomatically. Analysts say the rhetoric signals a renewed period of strained relations between the two countries. Around the world, Iran has stopped electricity production at the Qarqay Dam as water levels fall to historic lows. Officials report the reservoir is now 40 meters below the minimum required for generating power, marking one of the country's worst drought conditions in 6 decades. Located in Khuzestan province, the dam typically supports regional agriculture and local communities. Authorities have begun releasing water through lower valves to meet basic needs downstream. Environmental experts warn that climate stress and mismanagement have deepened the crisis. Iran's government says emergency measures are underway as the country braces for continued water shortages. Another news. President Trump has announced his intention to issue a full pardon for former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who is serving a 45-year sentence in the U.S. on drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez was convicted last year for facilitating cocaine shipments into the United States with the help of cartel networks. Trump's announcement drew criticism from lawmakers who say the decision conflicts with the administration's tough-on-crime stance. Supporters argue the pardon is aimed at stabilizing regional politics ahead of Honduras's elections. The Justice Department has not yet commented on the timing or legal process of the proposed pardon. Another news. In Nigeria's Niger state, fear hangs heavy as families await news on more than 300 schoolchildren abducted from St. Mary's Catholic School. Parents say they are terrified to speak publicly, worried that kidnappers could retaliate. Local officials report that around 250 children remain missing. The attack is part of a surge in mass abductions carried out by armed bandit groups operating across northern and central Nigeria. Security forces continue search operations, but rugged terrain and limited intelligence pose challenges. Community leaders warn that silence is becoming a survival strategy as violence persists. Negotiations are reportedly underway, but details remain unclear. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.